It's time to discover why marketing attribution is all about the customer journey.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this Marketing Focus podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, each month we focus on a different marketing method, could be email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different marketing method expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. This month we're doing something a little different and we're looking at the concept of marketing attribution. Yep, that knotty subject that can lead otherwise perfectly pleasant marketers to mentally implode and that leads to some very long-winded, annoying debates. Well, across the next four episodes, I'm hoping we'll bring some clarity around what it really is and how much you should care about it and how you can bring it easily into your business. To kick us off, we are exploring it as a process, as a strategy, how it can work in your business. We're going to talk about the building blocks. We're going to talk about why it all comes back to the customer journey with our excellent guest. So do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end, my guest will be sharing some quick fire insider tips to help you out. And I'll be sharing my take on it all, plus outlining some more free ways we can help you improve your marketing attribution even more. So stay tuned to the end. So, do you want to transform your data into growth? Given you're listening to one of our marketing attribution episodes, I reckon the answer might be yes. So, I would like to tell you about Triple Whale, the smart data platform where you can manage analytics, attribution, and creative for your Shopify store in one place. Triple Whale brings the metrics that matter most into one easy-to-use dashboard, giving you the real-time insights you need to grow your brand. Just like Ash Melwani and the team at Obvi did using Triple Whale to increase revenue 67%, reduce Facebook cost per acquisition by 44%, and save over 2,800 hours of manual calculation time. Wow. Find out all about Triple Whale at keepopt.com/triplewhale, or why not grab a quick call with one of their strategists to see how over 5,000 Shopify brands are using Triple Whale to turn data into profit. You can do all that at keepopt.com/triplewhale. That's keepopt.com/TRIPLEWHALE. Find out what they could do for you. keepopt.com/triplewhale. Today, I'm chatting with marketing attribution expert Joe Young. Joe is the managing director at Unifeeder, a team of data-driven marketing experts with a focus on attribution, especially matching up offline and online marketing. Joe's been at the forefront of marketing data analysis since 1995. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Chloe. Good to be here. Thank you.
Excellent to have you here too. We've already been having a lot of fun talking about marketing attribution. So in many ways, it's just a relief to finally get the recorder on so we can share some of it with the audience. But before we get into this huge subject, how did you find yourself in the world of marketing attribution?
Right. Well, I've always been in media measurement, all types of marketing measurement. But I was lucky enough to be in database marketing when all the first web feeds started to come in from websites and from the early days of digital marketing. And as a data expert, it was natural to want to combine the two and actually start to understand what media is driving people to the website and then to a sale.
Yeah, it's just fundamental, really, isn't it? So, although I've kind of just answered it, but why should we care about marketing attribution in an e-commerce brand?
Right, yes. Attribution is something that scares a lot of people, and it shouldn't be scary, and we should care about it, absolutely care about it. It is media measurement. It is explaining exactly what we're getting for all the effort that we're putting into the marketing that we're doing. So attribution will be able to give us the return on investment. It'll be able to tell us the cost of sale. It'll be able to tell us what media is working with which types of customers, which is really, really important. The other thing is it tells you how that media is working alongside each other. They all have a different role to play, and it's really important to understand what's working at the beginning of somebody's sales experience and what's actually closing. So everything that we want to do as marketers in terms of making our marketing more effective, attribution can help with that.
Because we really have to consider that customer journey piece, the funnel, whatever you want to call it. We have to consider that when we're talking about attribution, because it's almost like it's such an important axis of performance, isn't it? Such an important definer of performance.
Yeah, and I love that side of it, the customer journey. It's not a maths exercise. It's not. That's, I think, what frightens a lot of people about attribution is they think of it as some complicated algorithm, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a black box. It shouldn't be frightening. It is very much that journey of an individual as they get closer and closer to your brand and then to actually committing to buying with you. So yes, it should be something as delightful as that.
So in terms of working out our marketing attribution for our own business, if we're not starting with a load of maths, where do we start?
Yes, so we start with a load of data. That's probably the best place to start, and very much so your particularly now that your first party data. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's data that you have or you can collect and that you own and that you within your company can actually pull together and understand exactly what individuals are doing. So by first party data, I mean the data that you're collecting on your website. Where have people come from to get onto your website? Is it a PPC click? Is it through display? Is it through email? You have that information. You can collect that information. It's called first party because it's actually yours on your website. You also have a database of individuals who have inquired, you know, your direct marketing database. You have individuals that have bought with you in the past or just inquired, and it's joining all that together. So that's where we would start, not as a mass exercise. It's much more about understanding your customers and expanding that database that you have to include the media touch points that got them there in the first place.
So we're trying to tie each of those touch points pre-purchase to the actual purchase.
As much as possible, yes. Absolutely, yeah. You've got all your sales, you just need to know how they got there. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
You said there as much as possible, and I think that's somewhere where a lot of people get lost in the world of attribution, is trying to reach a point of utter perfection. And is that something that's ever going to be achievable in attribution?
No, I think in marketing generally, I think if you're aiming for perfection, then you're probably not going very far very fast. It's iterative. It is iterative. It is joining that data together. And if you're collecting first party data initially, when it comes to you, it may be unidentified. You don't know. It's just a cookie. You don't know who it belongs to. But over time, that person might become more obvious to you, particularly if they buy. Then you'll be able to stitch that all together, and you'll be able to see that that's the same person that called into the call center, or that's the same person that purchased something else, you know, 2 years ago. So that's when it all starts to come together. It's exactly the same principles as you would use in direct marketing with your database, but you're expanding it to your digital ecosystem. It's a whole, you know, ecosystem of direct and digital and individual data. That's certainly the approach that we would take. I mean, I think often it's approached as a big black box where you throw lots of data into it and it comes out with an answer. If an algorithm is being used and you don't understand how it's got to that answer, then it can become self-fulfilling. You don't know how to act on it. Whereas if you can see the data and you can pick it apart, then you can see actually, yes, we emailed that person, but they also click through on PPC. We didn't really want them to do that because that costs us more money. What can we do about that? Well, obviously we can put in we don't bid on those people anymore because we know them already. We know it's cheaper to email them than it is to allow them to keep clicking through on PPC. And we get a much better idea of which keywords are leading to which types of sales and which types of customers. all of those things you can't tell if you're just getting one answer from a black box. It's just not possible. so we're much, much more about understanding. Then what maths you use to determine how you allocate that cell, then you can start to have those sorts of discussions. But generally, there's an 80-20 in there that you need to deal with fairly quickly, that you can see happening that you don't want to be happening. You know, perhaps all of the media that you thought was bringing you new customers is actually being consumed by existing customers. So that in itself is a really big learning. You know, it isn't quite what we thought. You know, we thought we asked our agent, the media agency, to go out and to bring in all these new customers. They're not new. You know, they're the people we had anyway, and we're just not communicating with them very well, or in a timely manner, or in a personalised manner. So those sorts of learnings. Obviously, it's really important that we get to the point where we're saying we think the return on investment for that activity is this, we think the cost of sale is that. But those sort of discussions shouldn't be what your attribution should be giving you a lot more than that. There are lots of great ways of attributing the sale, having lots of circular discussions about what the algorithm should be, it doesn't seem to get people very, very far, put it that way. So I mean, we use our own algorithm, which tends to take into account looking at different stages of the journey. So we realise that the cost of sale and the return on investment isn't just what you're looking at. Just because something cost a lot and didn't have such a good return on investment doesn't mean to say it isn't necessary in the sales process.
So, Jo, one of the key things I'm taking out of what you've been saying is that our attribution database or data set as such, it evolves over time. You know, if we look, we're constantly adding data and adding connections to it. So it's a movable feast, I suppose, as more connections between customers and marketing channels and orders get made. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. Yes, that's fair to say. Yes, you're building up your history and your journey. And as your marketing's changing as well, and you add new media and you change the way that you do things. Yes, it's building up.
And one of the key things for your approach to marketing attribution is that we both need to start with kind of, I guess, some questions and some challenges that we're trying to answer, but also that not all stages of the customer journey are created equally. So if we've got marketing that's at the start of the customer journey, we can't compare that like for like to a Google shopping campaign at the end of the customer journey when we're trying to compare performance. Is that a fair massive simplification of what you're saying?
That's a fair comment. I think if you were going to the finance director with those figures, they would obviously see something quite different. And I think that's why it's really important that your attribution is able to demonstrate that not everything's equal. We should measure everything together on an equal basis, but when we present the results, we need to be having our marketing hats on and our customer hats on as to if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have got that anyway. So yeah, absolutely.
So it's hugely about the interpretation and our bringing our marketing nous to the pie. It's not that the numbers are just going to spit us out a set of results. We're going to go, oh, okay, now let's bring my knowledge of how the customer works and what we've been doing on each channel and bringing that into the mix.
Absolutely. I mean, you want a dashboard that's going to deliver to you everything that you need to have those discussions. So yes, you want it to be automated, but you want it also to be presenting things that make sense in terms of the decisions that you've got to make. It's a decision support tool after all. So yes, you want to be able to break it down into different customer types, different stages of the journey. You definitely need to have how much it costs you to get there. That needs to be in there. And you want all of that side of it to be as easy and automated as possible so you can do the fun stuff, which is actually optimizing.
Yeah, let's get to the fun stuff. Jo, with all the many businesses you work with along these, you know, trying to solve these problems, where do you see the biggest benefits coming? Is it, you know, allocating the marketing budget? Is it working on the ads budget? Is it, understanding the customer journey better. Where do brands get their exciting insights from this?
I think it is the customer behaviour side. I think people expect to get something different out of it, but it's much more about the customer behaviour from our perspective. The other thing is that I think there's too much siloed reporting going on. And I think the benefit is then actually seeing that together, to see the digital and the direct together. Because digital might be claiming the credit for one sale, and digital might be claiming it. Certain digital channels are being measured in a silo basis. And maybe if you added all that together, you would get more sales than you've had in a year, because everything will overcount when you look at it in a siloed way. But to look at it holistically and together, as the customer experiences it, I click on this, I go to that, you email me, I call you, and then I convert. To look at it, that is the benefit in bringing everybody around the table to talk about the customer and what they're actually doing. And then you can start to bring it back to your particular speciality and say, actually, you know, I don't want my marketing to be targeting those type of people. I want to be doing this. And that's where you can start to then have those sort of discussions, or realizing that actually email can help PPC. I mean, if you're doing your email properly, your PPC should be becoming much more efficient, because you're not using it on people that you can actually speak to on a one-to-one basis, knowing what they like to buy, what they've visited, what they visited on the website. So those two go hand in hand, but they're quite often planned completely separate. They don't realise they can help each other. So I think, yes, that's a long answer to the question, but it is about actually understanding the customer behaviour and the journey. That's what it can give you. It's not a mass problem that everyone should be really, really scared of. Attribution should be exciting. It should give insight to everybody that's having to, you know, to spend money and put time and effort into trying to get the sales in.
And there's a super exciting angle you've started adding into this in the last couple of months, which I have to ask you about, because it's enabling conversations to take place on a topic which I think all marketers need to be paying more attention to right now. And by the time we get to the end of the year, I suspect this is going to be one of the biggest shifts in marketing we see in 2023, which is you've added a carbon counter into this. So not only are we looking at cost of acquisition, revenue achieved, and the traffic sources, we're also looking at the carbon cost of those individual traffic sources as well. Could you please tell us more about that? Because that sounds super exciting.
It's very, very exciting. And we are campaigning to have the carbon cost per sale alongside the KPIs of ROI and cost of sale. We want the carbon emitted per sale, and the reason we want that is obviously because we're very passionate that marketing should be environmentally friendly, and we should be doing everything we can to reduce the carbon footprint. But also we realize that it helps the discipline within marketing, because what we found is that email is seen as a cheap channel. And the discipline isn't always there. If you're using direct mail, you're quite cautious about who you send what to, right message, right person, right time. But email is actually quite not very disciplined, and the carbon footprint of each email needs to be fully understood. we put the carbon footprint against all channels, all digital channels, PPC, display, your email. If it's got a video in it, will have a higher carbon footprint than something that doesn't. And we just want people to be aware of that and track it. I think it's a win-win, because I think when you see the carbon count go up, you know that actually there's a wastage in the marketing as well. If your carbon footprint per sale is high, then there must be some wastage in there.
Yeah, because fundamentally, everybody, carbon costs you money. you know, so even if you're one of those weird people who don't believe in that carbon is a problem, it's going to save you money as well. But let's not get into that debate. Joe, it's been brilliant picking your brain so far about attribution. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Joe's insider tips on marketing attribution and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. So, do you want to transform your data into growth? Given you're listening to one of our marketing attribution episodes, I reckon the answer might be Yes. So I would like to tell you about Triple Whale, the smart data platform where you can manage analytics, attribution, and creative for your Shopify store in one place. Triple Whale brings the metrics that matter most into one easy-to-use dashboard, giving you the real-time insights you need to grow your brand. Just like Ash Melwani and the team at Obvi did using Triple Whale to increase revenue 67%, reduce Facebook cost per acquisition by 44%, and save over 2,800 hours of manual calculation time. Wow. Find out all about Triple Whale at keepopt.com/triplewhale, or why not grab a quick call with one of their strategists to see how over 5,000 Shopify brands are using Triple Whale to turn data into profit. You can do all that at keepopt.com/triplewhale. That's keepopt.com/TRIPLEWHALE. Find out what they could do for you. keepopt.com/triplewhale. Okay, Joe, so far we've gone deep into attribution. Now you're going to wow us with your insider knowledge about even more marketing attribution. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with what we've already been discussing, or anything to do with the wider world of attribution. It's totally up to you. Joe, are you ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step in understanding the attribution of their marketing, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
You need to know how to get hold of your first party data. That's what you need to know. If I was to put one other thing there, is have a look at how you're measuring things at the moment and have a think about whether that's actually following a customer journey or whether you're measuring in silos. That you can do without any tech whatsoever. Have a look at exactly what you're measuring and how you're measuring it. Then get hold of your first party data.
All the answers are in the data. So you haven't got the data, and it's well worth spending the time getting the data correct.
Absolutely.
Okay, once you've got started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Favorite way is to split it by new and existing customers. People that you knew before and people that you didn't. People that you knew before, you've probably got many different ways of communicating with them to those that you are bringing in new. And you will see that the media mix, as you would expect, should be quite different. And if you can't see that view, you can't optimize. So the first thing to optimize is to look at new and existing, I would say.
Which is quite an easy one to work out, and a place where a lot of great results are to be found too. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yes, I would certainly recommend going to the Unifeeder website. We have a short video, 5 minutes, on basics, customer data basics, what is attribution. We have frequently asked questions. If you scroll to the bottom of the attribution page, there are frequently asked questions about attribution. And we've also got a blog on why attribution succeeds in some companies and doesn't succeed in another, which I think is really important to consider.
Oh, excellent. And that's, everybody, that's Unifeeder spelt, or Unifeeeder even spelt, U-N-I-F-I-D-A. Okay, so that's how to get to the website. Finally, crystal ball time, what's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
I think we've spoken about it at the end, definitely sustainable marketing. We should be getting ready for sustainable marketing, and we should be getting ready to answer the question, can we measure how sustainable it is? The other thing is the talk about first party data with Google making lots of changes, that's going to be absolutely really, really important.
Excellent. Thank you, Joe. We're very nearly at the end of the show. So if anyone wants to get in contact with you or your business, how can they do that?
Yes, so you go to our website. So that was, as you said, Unifeeder, unifeeder.co.uk. And you can find me on LinkedIn, Joe Young. And follow us, follow the Unifeeder page or my page on LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Thank you, Joe, so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure chatting attribution with you. I suspect we've really got people's grey cells grinding away today. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Attribution's not quite so scary.
So there's our first little dive into the world of marketing attribution. As you can see, I guess this is one of the reasons why a lot of people struggle with attribution, is it asks so many questions, and it's not a, a 100% ones and zeros scenario. Even though it's very data-driven, it's very algorithm-driven, there is a lot of discussion that has to go on, and you have to get kind of happy with some uncertainty in the world of marketing attribution. So it's been really interesting opening the box with Joe there, and particularly love the way they're factoring in carbon into the question and the equation as well. I can see my mind is buzzing with cool marketing messaging you could do around carbon calculating everything as well. So loads of interesting thought-provoking stuff in there. You can get the links to all the things we discussed, the transcript of the episode, notes, more at keepoptimizing.com, or use keepopt.com/the number of this episode to go straight to the correct page on the website. And once you get to the website, make sure you add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things we share to help you improve your business. Whilst you're on the website as well, get yourself signed up to our monthly Q&A webinar. Yes, we are going to be doing a webinar Q&A session on marketing attribution with as many of our guests from this month who can join us as possible. I have no idea where the discussions are going to go. It might get heated, it might get entertaining. We shall see, but make sure you get yourself registered so as you can join us and get your questions answered too. That's at keepopt.com/webinar. And thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed it and want to continue learning about marketing attribution, then make sure you're subscribed or following this show wherever it is you're listening right now, and subscribe to our emails on our website so you don't miss a single episode. And please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because I want to help as many marketers as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. Have a great week, and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Book your Triple Whale demo today and transform your data into growth. You can do all that at keepopt.com/triplewhale. That's keepopt.com/TRIPLEWHALE.